Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is your host Musa al-Bahadali, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this segment are founded in the Holy Quran and in the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him and upon his family, supplemented with scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today we'll be talking about mistake number 8 some parents make when raising their children, and that is self-contradiction in regards to principles or rules the parents themselves, have set for the children. In essence, they set a rule in place that the children must obey in their house, but then they turn around and completely contradict this rule that they themselves set in stone. Dear Sayyid, what are the causes of this and how may we avoid it?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Some parents, sadly, they live this mixed opposition in values, or at least they have this contradiction in their values, and they don't match very well. Where you see a parent, for example, talking about a certain value or a certain moral ethic or a moral code that he himself breaks and he's far away from it. For example, we see parents, especially with kids who are young, let's say from the age of 5 to 6, when they stay up with their parents at night, because, you know, he's still young, so parents don't mind. He can stay with them and watch TV.
Right.
And then at a certain stage, for example, you see the parents, they say, okay, when it's time for them to watch a movie or a certain movie, they ask that child to go to sleep because he can't watch this movie.
Right. It's only for grown adults.
For adults.
Right.
Or sometimes you've seen this with a lot of parents, that when a scene, an appropriate scene comes out, they ask the child to close his eyes or turn around.
Cover your eyes, turn around.
Yeah. But they
you'll watch.
Yeah, but they themselves, they keep watching.
Right.
Now, what is happening here is that the child is having all his values and all his morals mixed up. He's not differentiating between what is right and what is wrong anymore, because he can see that the parent's doing one thing and ask him to do the opposite. So he's like, which is it?
Right.
Is it only like, is it wrong for kids but it's good for grown-ups?
Like, I'm confused. Which one is it now?
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't be the wrong, wrong always and the right, right always?
Right.
Or is it, no, a matter of pick and choose? So we kind of put this in the mind of the child,
right,
that we cause them a bit of distraction, that we cause them a bit of confusion.
Right.
And this happens, the reason this happens is the fact that we, as grown-ups, we feel that we are different from children when it comes to us doing certain things.
Right.
So we, for example, we ask our kids not to raise their voice, but I raise my voice. We ask kids not to swear, but I swear. I ask my kids not to get angry, but I get angry. Now, this is not helping. Because I think that I can, it doesn't help.
All right, we'll continue this topic after a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistake parents make when raising their children of not following the values or rules that they themselves are teaching and are expecting of their children. Dear Said, just before going on this break, you were saying that this leads to a mix and confusion in the child's mind regarding the values, which values to follow and which values not to follow.
Yeah, so we were saying this happens a lot with parents where they give one thing and they do the second. And the reason we said is just because they think they are different and they are, you know, more... They have the right to do it, and the child doesn't have the right to do it.
Right.
The fact is, the values are constant. They don't change, the moral values. You can't just bend and twist and change a moral value. For example, imagine this. If you want to raise your voice, which is, let's say, a moral vice,
right,
then you have to give your child the right to raise his voice too. Same thing. If you want to get angry, you have to give the child the right to get angry as well. If you want to use a bad swearing word, you have to give the child the right to use that swearing word.
Right.
If you don't want him to use that value, then you should not use it yourself.
Right.
Because you're doing is that these actions that you do are very far away from the method, the proper method of upbringing a child.
And not only that, you say to him, I might just add a quick point. This ties incredibly, incredibly in with how they will obey the Islamic rules and principles when they grow up.
Of course, of course. I mean, you know, it gets to this stage of committing a haram in most of the cases, especially if it's considered as swearing, because swearing is foul language and this is haram. And especially if you are cursing someone else, which is another haram, which is you can't curse other person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ So do not use nicknames on one amongst one another, and don't swear at each other. So this is even...
Nicknames, of course, bad nicknames. Swear words.
Yeah. So we say that even that should not happen. And sometimes you see that we try to... as parents, sometimes we try to... what's the word I'm after? We try to, when it comes to one of the parents doing something bad, other person, the other partner tries to justify their actions.
Giving excuses.
Yeah, so the father hits, for example, it's his children, and we say, no, we have to respect our father, and, you know, because he hasn't done anything wrong. So even if he hits you, you deserve it. And so, no, we say, no, why can't we tell a child that...
This concept is called gaslighting.
Yeah,
in English
gaslighting,
learning.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So we say, why don't we tell the child that, you know, dad made a mistake, he hit you, for example, and... But I wouldn't like that as a parent to be...
Right.
So we say, don't do it as well in the first place.
Of course.
If you think it's wrong, then you should uphold that value. Unless you give the child the green light to do it as well, which you want.
Which you definitely want.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, dear Saeed.
Ya muqdiy al-khayrat, ya muqdiy al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be just between your children when granting things to them, in the same manner that you would like them to be just with you, in obedience and kindness."
Ya muqdiy al-khayrat,
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistake some parents make when raising their children, and that is contradicting the values and rules they themselves have set in place. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
We say that if a parent, for example, if the father, for example, walks into the house and he finds his kids fighting and arguing with one another with a loud voice.
Right.
If the father comes along and he starts to yell at them and shouts at them, he said to them, how many times have I told you not to raise your voice?
Not to raise your voice,
so shouting. Like, and they will raise their voice back at him, trying to reply to him.
Right.
But if the father comes in a quiet manner and gently and calmly and says to them, I told you before not to raise your voice.
It's following not a nice thing. His example.
This is something that will keep them calm and, you know, relaxes and diffuses the situation rather than just yelling at them. And saying, I told you to, you know, lower your voice like 1,000 times and stuff like that, which does not help.
Also because all people are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course children as well, with an innate sense of justice. If a person is oppressed, it burns. Everybody understands oppression, every single culture, even a child understands oppression. Like I remember, for example, in the gym, in the physical education sessions, when we had the teacher sitting on a chair, and then we were just like, okay, go run around in a lap, run for like 10 kilometers, and just sitting there. Mm. And we had to do this, and we got so annoyed with this, like, why are we supposed to train like slaves, servants, and you're just sitting there, because with the other expressions, just sitting there on your chair, completely comfortable, and drinking water, whatever you're doing. So it's kind of the same thing, but even more so for a child, I would imagine.
It is. So this is exactly what we're trying to say, that sadly, we do this on a daily basis, and sometimes we just don't realize it. So we have to make sure that we at least aware of it. Now, having this collision ourselves when it comes to these moral values, we have to, first and foremost, try to control ourselves, our anger, and try to bear the responsibility of such actions. Now, you can't do one thing and ask people to do the other. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, we say he's a qudwa, right?
Right.
He's an uswa.
A role model.
Yeah, a role model. So one day he saw a woman talking to her child, and she said to him, if you do this, I will give you that. And then the child done it, and he said, okay, give it to me. And she didn't give it to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says to her, Al-Kadhabu Kadhaban, a liar is a liar and will be written a liar on the Day of Judgment. He just lied to the child.
Right.
And how many
you
times
broke a promise.
How many times do we do that? Sometimes calls you and you say to your child, tell him I'm not here. Or you tell your wife, tell her I'm not here.
Right. I'm busy. I'm asleep. I'm doing something.
No, if you say you're asleep, you're busy, that's good. But sometimes we tell our kids to tell others they're not there. So we teach our kids how to lie.
How to lie.
So the child's like, what's going on here? You're telling me one thing and you're doing the other thing. And then, you know, I've heard this from so many people. Like they tell their kids, if you lie, you'll go to hell.
Right. Lies go to the hellfire.
Tell me the truth. If you lie, you go to hell. And the same parents lie to their children. Now, you can see that this is going to cause a child a lot of problems. So as parents, we have to be very aware of this and control ourselves and take responsibility.
Keeping that in mind, we will unfortunately have to end today's session because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions or comments or some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website, parstoday.com. Alternatively, if you're not such a big fan of these two methods, old-fashioned methods, you can also find us on the various social media sites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a call. complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.